This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love. Don't take your love. Don't take your love from me. If you're noticing my lack of conversation, if you've wondered why I haven't said hello, it's not due to any lack of concentration, and I know what phrases would be apropos. But the management, when they booked me, they looked me up and down and up and down and said, there's a little clause in your contract which we trust that you and all your agents read. It's a simple little clause without an if or and or but, which states that the party of the first part, if and when she is not actually engaged in the art of singing, is to strictly keep her big mouth shut. I am disturbed, quite naturally so, I feel. I still think it would be very nice if I were allowed to. They said there will be no complaining, your act will be entertaining, and all the applause will make the rafters ring. You're no Bob Hope, dear. Don't be a dope, dear. Don't talk, just sing. We have interviewed all the locals, they want you to stick to vocals. There's only one singing talker, and that's Bing. He's still the loner, since you're no groaner. Don't talk, just sing. Now actors want to dance, and dancers want to sing, and singers want to yak, yak, yak. Just be cordial and be gracious, be anything but loquacious, and perhaps we'll book you back. With a humor you mustn't wrestle, leave all the jokes to Jessel. You know why he talks if you have heard him sing. You'll earn your loot, dear, remaining mute, dear. Now don't talk, just swing. But I've got things to say. I love the Albee play, and Bernstein thrills me at the Met. And there are rumors I must smother, Earl Wilson is not my brother.